now and put money in your pocket. It's like giving yourself a raise.
Call Golden Oak Lending today and lock in at 2.875.
If you've waited, don't wait any longer. Our clients are shocked and thrilled by their new lower mortgage payments.
And if you're upside down in your home, don't worry. We have loans that don't even require an appraisal. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation and find out what your lower payment could be.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.716, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
In your playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
air. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of...
What was that?
I don't get it either, Dan.
It's just a bunch of random sound effects.
Dan, you know these young guys.
Yeah.
They do a lot of dirty stuff we don't understand. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 26th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by North American Solar. We're going to talk a little bit about how anybody could not want to learn more about saving money on something you have to have, electricity. And I know that not one person listening out there is without electricity, or you couldn't be listening. It takes electricity to hear the show. So we're going to talk about something you have to have and how you can save money on it.
Hey!
But first, one of the two people sitting in the room who's not sick, Eon the Peon, our control board operator. Peon, how's it going?
And very good. I'm a very healthy person. Oh, thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
A testament to the soothing and healing effects of this show, Dan Strauss, in just 2 hours and 15 minutes, been sitting here. Dan, you already look better.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
And
thanks.
You feel better, don't
you? Yeah, I feel much better.
I can hear the difference in your voice. When we started today,
you had more of that thing going.
Yeah.
This is, well, maybe we should call it the healing show.
It is.
It's better than going to a doctor. And we proved a long time ago that the hospitals don't play this station in the hospitals. You can't pick it up. Yet they do play the old folks station. And why? They want you to feel bad.
Yep. They know laughter is the best medicine.
Thank you. Well said, Beyond. They know laughter is the best medicine. Keep that laughter out of this hospital.
Yep. Yes.
We want these people sick. Dan Strauss is in the house and recuperating, feeling much better. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibihimanez, in charge of security. Bernice never gets sick because there is no sickness in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
See, you say something nice and she'll cause your horse to sign, Dan. And a lot of people say they have the secret to, you know, these people that live to be 100. What's the secret? Well, I never drank alcohol. But then you hear others go, I drink alcohol every day, bourbon. So who knows? But Rat Boy says he has it. He says, not that apple a day thing, but 1 cubic inch square of what?
Cheese.
Of cheese a day.
Oh,
will
nice.
Keep you healthy. Just think of an inch by inch by inch, a cubic inch of cheese. And Rat Boy says pretty much any kind of cheese, you'll never need a doctor. Now, that's we're not, you know, we don't claim that that's an absolute truth, but that's according to Rat Boy. And it might be true because the guys I'm going to introduce now have never, it's a 30-piece orchestra, They've never, not one of them, missed a day.
Nope.
Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Wow. Yeah, eat cheese. Eat a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
You guys are the best. And the healthiest. Yeah.
Thank you. So here's the thing. Everybody, I get a big kick out of commercials that say, you saved over $30, or you saved 40%. And women, I'm sorry, I shouldn't categorize. My wife, let's make it that. My wife will fall for that crap. She'll come home with something. I'll go, what's this? She goes, on sale. I saved $30. Well, did you really? Because if the price was inflated to begin with, let's say it was $200, and they brought it down to $170. You saved $30. Did you really save $30?
Well,
it cost them $110. Well, I did that. I'm good at math.
Yeah.
I didn't have a calculator. And sometimes it's not something you really needed or wanted, but you couldn't resist it because you were saving so much. Wow. Here's something you do need. Electricity. You need it. Now, if you have two ways to get electricity, the old-fashioned way, which is how most people get it now, and that's Ameren or whatever your electric company is. In Missouri, it's Ameren. And whatever the rate is, it is. What are you going to do? Go shop another company? I don't think so. That's it. You live with it. You pay it. The rates just went up. They're going to go up again. And experts say that in 10 years, you'll pay twice what you're paying now for electricity. So let's say there's another way to do this, and there is. And it's solar panels. Something not as commonly seen in this part of the country as in the West and Southwest, but that is changing, and it's changing very quickly. Now, you can be part of that, or you can let it pass you by, and then you wait to do solar panels when all the incentives are gone, and it's going to cost you more. It's still going to be a great investment. It's still going to, you're still going to recoup. But why not do it when the biggest and best incentives are out there? Now, for those of you who didn't hear this the last time I did it, I'm really fascinated by this. There's a research site that published the statistics on sunlight, percentage of sunlight, and they break this stuff out into what they call clear days. Now, a clear day means it's a day when at most, cloud cover is 30%. If it's 30% or less, it's considered a clear day. More than that, it becomes partly cloudy or mostly cloudy. Let me just grab a state that everybody thinks of as the Sunshine State. Isn't Florida the Sunshine State? Is that California?
Yep. No, Florida.
Florida. In an average year, Florida has 101 clear days where there's 30% or less clouds. Missouri has 115 more. We have more sunlight in a year than Florida. And then I have all the states broken out here, and it's really amazing. California. Now, California, New Mexico, Arizona, those are the top of the scale. California, 146 clear days. Again, we're 115. Then you get into percentages. You take a year and you total up all the hours of sunlight. And then you take the average number of hours of sunlight in the course of a year. And when you look at those numbers, you go, my goodness, there's almost no difference, very little difference in us and Florida. Now, I tell you where you don't want to go selling solar panels, like Seattle or somewhere. It's cloudy all the time. My point is this. The biggest incentives you're ever going to get to buy and more money back in your pocket are taking place now. North American Solar can show you all this. They can show you how to get tax or rebate, tax incentive money. They can show you how to get money back from Ameren. They can show you how, when it's all said and done and the solar panels are put on your house, you've spent out of your own pocket maybe a fourth of what the panels actually cost. It's not a come on. It's not hype. It's an absolute fact. Then they're going to show you, they're going to run the table for you on the point where you start to just literally make money, where the panels have paid for themselves. It's usually 5 to 7 years. Now you've saved enough in electricity that even that little bit that was out of pocket, you've recovered. And now it's just gravy. It's just you paying a third or a fourth or whatever, even half of the electric bill you used to pay. And you've also, one other thing, increase the value of your home, the average in this country is about $40,000 that you increase when they appraise your home in value, because the new owners are going to look at your electric bill and go, oh, wow, we'll take this house because of the money we're going to save in electricity. There's nothing about it that doesn't make sense. Next move is yours. Oh, and I might add, the solar panels are American-made. Now, and that doesn't necessarily, you know, mean a lot to some people, but to those of you that it does, you need to know. North American Solar uses American-made solar panels. If you want to find out more, and that's all I'm giving you the opportunity to do, is look at the numbers, because every home is different. They need to see where your home is located, how it's situated, the sun, blah, 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 how big it is, square footage, roof, square foot. They'll do all that, and then they're going to show you realistic numbers. And then you just have to decide whether or not you want to save a ton of money and add to the value of your house. That's the decision you have to make. And if you don't have the money out of pocket for that little part that you have to pay, they actually have ways to help you with that, too. North-AmericanSolar.com. You want to call them right now in the car and set up an appointment where somebody come out and give you an estimate. It's 636-349-3300. 636-349-3300. North-AmericanSolar.com. I just heard the news story about the allegations of watered-down beer from that beer company I won't mention. Do you hear that story?
Yes.
You know who hopes that's true? American Patriots!
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know they hope that's true? Why do first ladies in this country have to have a cause? What? It's silly. Why Nancy Reagan, she was going to stop drugs? Wow, good job. Who was it? Barbara Bush going to make sure every kid knew how to read? Good job.
Yep.
Michelle Obama's going to make sure kids eat right and don't get fat. Yeah, way to go. Good job. It's just all stupid.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. I've never understood why the first lady, I guess they have to, hey, she's not the one run. Nobody elected her. Why should she have to do anything except be the wife of the president? I don't know that I've ever understood that. Here's another thing I don't understand. In STL Today, which is the website for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, today they have you can go and click, and you put in a state trooper's name, and what troop C, troop F, whatever, and what county or part of the state he lives in, and it'll tell you how much he makes or she makes. What's the point of that? I don't know that I get why that's a what is that about? You so that you can say that you, here's what you're going to find out: they're underpaid. That's what you're going to find out. But that was such a shocker to me when I first found out from a friend of mine who was a cop. I used to think of the Highway Patrol as sort of the top tier, you know, because the way elite. They dress, the way they look, you know, those uniforms. They're the least paid. You're right, Dan.
Yeah.
They're the lowest paid. You'll make more in a small municipality usually, or the county or something, than you will as a highway patrolman. That's one of those things that for all the other stuff that we make priorities, when will we ever start paying cops and school teachers what they deserve to be paid? And the answer is probably never. C. Everett Koop is dead. This is the guy who looked like he was Amish or something. He had that beard with no mustache, remember?
Yeah.
And he, I remember him because he was real big on don't smoke. Boy, that worked too. Thanks.
He was the Surgeon General, wasn't he? He was the one to put the...
He's the one that put, I think he put the warnings on the cigarette pack. Boy, that was effective. That stopped a lot of people from smoking. He also was a big proponent of condom use. He must have known something, because you always want to know how long a guy lives who tells other people how to live. Well, I think he was 94 or 90-something. So, 96. 96. So maybe he did know some stuff. Hey, who was that woman who was Surgeon General? That idiot. Man, and she was such an idiot. She got criticized because they said that she was encouraging and teaching kids how to play with themselves.
Jocelyn Elders.
That was it. And she's the one that tried to come on in that press conference and prove how hip she was by saying she had a lot of Eric Clapner records.
Yeah. Clapner.
Wow, that was fun. According to the ratings, which I don't trust and you shouldn't either, especially radio ratings, 40.3 million viewers tuned in to the Academy Awards show. It says the audience grew 34%, but the target, the people they wanted to get involved in the Oscars, the 18 to 49-year-olds, rose 11%. Really? Now, what is that based on? Think about this, folks. When you hear that, well, overnight ratings show that so-and-so was watched by 8 million people. How many of you listening right now are part of that ratings system? Almost none of you.
Unless you
have a Nielsen box on your TV, there's no way. So that's what kills me when they get as specific as an 11% increase in people 18 to 49. It's a guess. It's a guess based on a random sampling. Ratings. The thorn in my side, especially radio ratings. All right, this is not a thorn in the side, but this is something in somebody's butt, and this is a really painful story to listen to. Not even last week, 5 days ago, there was a Chinese student on a bicycle, and they said it was his first day to ride his bike to school. And they said it's like one in a billion chance that this was happening. And I'm trying to visualize exactly what they're trying to say here. They said the bicycle seat got bent over. Now, I remember on a bike seat, there's a bolt or a nut, and you can adjust forward or swivel.
Yeah.
And then if you tip it all the way back, the point of the seat, that pointed front of the seat, is up.
Right.
So it swivels back and forth. They said the seat got bent over, exposing. So I'm assuming the seat was adjusted down. There's a post, and when you loosen the seat, you slide it up or down. So apparently, because the kid was small, the seat was down, which means there was a lot of that metal post sticking up. So the seat gets bent back, steel rod penetrates his rectum.
Oh.
Now here's the part I don't get. They said that at the site, they were unable to remove the bike seat. Now, I don't think they meant remove the seat from his butt. The seat wasn't in his butt, but because he was impaled by the steel post, they couldn't get the seat off. So these firefighters came. They took the jaws of life. They detach as much of the bicycle from the kid's butt as they can, took him to the hospital, and says where they removed the remaining large portion of the bicycle that was still emerging from his butt.
Oh.
Every once in a while, you realize people have things that happen to them that are worse than what you have. Now, beyond, you don't have kids yet. Dan, you have kids.
Yeah.
Tell me if this would bother you. There's a story about a little town in Rhode Island called South Kingstown, Rhode Island. And there were some people who got real upset because one of the neighbors sculpted in the snow a 12-foot-tall penis, a snow penis. See, you laugh, which is what I would do. And even as a guy with kids, if I drove by, I'd just start. And if my kid said, "What's so funny?" Here's what some parents. I don't get something about some parents. Years ago, sometimes I would tell a joke, and I'd get an email or a letter, and somebody would go, I was in the car with my kid when you told that joke, and my child turned to me and said, "What's so funny? What does that mean?" As if I shouldn't have told it. Well, here, numbskull parent, here's what you say. You say, well, you're not supposed to understand it. When you get older, you will. That's what you say. So we get these people who are upset because the big 12-foot snow penis is built. I'm telling you, if I drove by there, I'd burst out laughing. And if my kid said, "What's so funny?" I'd say, "Look, somebody made a really horrible snowman." That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at that bad snowman.
You don't have to.
The kids aren't supposed to know everything. But I wouldn't demand that they take it down. I think we kind of need to have a 12-foot snow penis. Now, this woman, Marissa Meyer, who's the CEO at Yahoo. Hey, have you seen her?
Yahoo CEO.
She looks like she's about 18 years old.
No.
And she's pregnant. And she's taken over and running this Yahoo. And she's getting a lot of criticism because she's doing away with working from home. A lot of these Silicon Valley type people, they do part of their work from computers at home. And it's pretty common. She says, no more of that. We're going to come in. You're coming into work to do your work. Because I think her thinking is sometimes when people put their heads together and they share ideas right on the spot. And I kind of agree with her. that you tend to get more. Well, they're all upset. You're getting all kinds of criticism. I got to thinking about it. And it really is not, I don't think, productive or would be. Think of it this way. Imagine this show where somebody wasn't actually in the studio.
What?
It's insane.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's impossible.
Yeah.
We all need to be right here for the show to be effective.
I think so.
We'll see. She's under a lot of fire for that. Now, spontaneous combustion, something I think most of us shouldn't really lie awake worrying about. We had a story the other day where a guy literally spontaneously combusted and burned up and just incinerated himself. Here are the statistics on spontaneous combustion. People who self-ignite and blow up are usually over 60. Whew, thank goodness. Wait a minute.
What?
It says they're usually overweight. Whew, okay, well, I don't... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
They lead inactive lives. Well, that's... Oh, wait. Shoot, that's me too. Alcoholics. Oh, victims are usually... Well, I'm not an alcoholic. Not yet. It says... Now, this is really a shock. Women are more prone to spontaneously combust and explode than men. I didn't know that.
Wow.
It says the combustion is usually extremely rapid. In other words, if you spontaneously combust, it's going to happen real fast, and you're just going to explode. You're just going to blow up, basically. Now, it says the flames produce a strong, and here's the word. The flames produce a strong E-M-P-Y-R-E-U-M-A-T-C, impromatic odor. I looked that up, and you know what the dictionary said? There's no such word.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what that means. It says, usually after somebody spontaneously combusts and blows up, the room is coated with a thick, yellow, greasy film.
Oh, gross. Wow.
I think that's gut slime, probably. And it said when somebody spontaneously combusts that it usually consumes and blows up and burns the trunk of the body, but the head and the limbs are intact.
Oh, man.
So you've got a burned-out core.
Torso burned
to a crispy fry. Ugh. And it says usually it happens in fair weather more often than winter or summer. Mild, fair days. So, folks, be careful. If any of that stuff applies to you, if you're drunk and you're overweight and you're over 60 and it's a nice, mild day, you might just blow up and explode and spontaneously combust. So be careful. We need all the listeners we can get. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is an old, old story of a horse and a chicken on a farm, and I believe it's a true story. And the horse and the chicken are out one day doing what horses and chickens do, just kind of walking around out on the farm, and the horse falls in a sinkhole. And it's not a big sinkhole, it's actually kind of narrow, but just wide enough and deep, the horse just right down. And he yells out to the chicken, "I've fallen in a sinkhole." And the chicken runs over and looks down and says, "Oh, my goodness, what do we do?" And the horse looks up and says, "Go get the farmer, and he'll come get me out." So the chicken goes to the farmhouse, but the farmer is not there. So the chicken knows where the keys to the farmer's Corvette. The farmer actually has a Corvette. And he gets the keys, and the chicken jumps in and grabs some rope, throws it into the back, and drives the Corvette over to the sinkhole, backs it up, ties the rope to the chassis, throws the rope down to the horse, tells the horse, "Clench the rope in your teeth. I'll pull forward with the Corvette. I'll pull you out of the sinkhole." And he does. And the horse is so grateful. About a week later, the chicken falls in the sinkhole.
Mm.
And he yells up at the horse, "Hey, I fell in that same sinkhole. Go get the farmer, or at least go get the Corvette."
And the horse looks down and says, "That won't be necessary." And the horse spreads his legs and straddles the sinkhole and drops his great big horse schlong down there.
Oh, man.
For the chicken to climb up like a rope. Climbs right out. The moral of the story is, if you're hung like a horse, you don't need a Corvette to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
9. Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the good news is we've been pretty much incident-free the whole evening, but we do have a lot of volume that's slowing things down. Eastbound 270 is stacking up from 370 through New Florissant. Southbound 270, you have stop-and-go pockets from Page through Doherty Ferry. On northbound 55, it's heavy now south of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64, you're slowing the Science Center through McCausland, Spady out through Mesa, and a couple little pockets out towards Chesterfield Valley. Westbound 70, you're dealing with stop-and-go traffic. It's normal, though, between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Downtown eastbound 64, slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're pretty heavy from the Tudor Overpass to 64 on eastbound 5570. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. Find an Allstate agent at allstate.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
Talking about government cutting spending and sequester cuts? The sky's falling. You know how I know that? The White House says so. We'll talk to the White House press secretary tomorrow morning on Wednesday. Plus Sam Donaldson, Dr. Jeffrey Lowell with the Health Minute, and Kat Neville will give us a couple of restaurants to check out. Join us Wednesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of Pure Creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of Pure Creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
I'm James Knowles, mayor of the city of Ferguson, a modern progressive community with a historic small-town friendly charm.
I'm Matt Robinson, mayor of the great city of Hazelwood, home of the economic engine next to Lambert Field.
I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider, from the beautiful city founded in 1786 in the Valley of Flowers, the oldest and largest town in the county.
And I'm Blackjack Mayor Norm McCourt, from the host city of this year's Mayor's Shamrock Ball. And we're here to raise funds for Valley Industries Sheltered Workshop on Saturday night, March 2nd.
We invite you to join us for the best Irish ball in the metro area. Put on your best green for our annual charity ball at the beautiful Del Mar Gardens Complex on Parker Road near New Hulse Ferry.
Four dapper mayors will welcome you wearing our top hat, tails, and sash.
Please join our Irish bash.
Be at Del Mar Gardens Saturday night, March 2nd for an exciting evening featuring Bob Cuban's brass.
Visit valleyind.net for ticket and sponsor details.
Join the mayors at the Irish bash at Del Mar Gardens beginning at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd.
See you there.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for Bowen Dental Care. Are you tired of your false teeth? Well, so is Al Sana.
Lower dentures. Anybody serve a warm? It is really a nightmare.
Al did something many St. Louisans are doing.
calling Dr. Bowen for a free consultation on dental implants. Dr. Bowen knows that each person's mouth is different and that each solution is unique. Whether it's one tooth or something more, Dr. Bowen's practice is known for the individual care each patient receives. Just ask Al.
Implants with the teeth that I have mounted on these implants are as close to original teeth that you can imagine.
Al, can you eat anything you want?
There's nothing I can't chew. There's no problems whatsoever with these teeth. I brush them like normal teeth. I treat them like normal teeth, and I'm a happy camper.
Call Dr. Bowen now, and he'll give you a free CT scan, normally a cost of over $1,000. Al, would you do it again?
Yeah, do it again in a heartbeat.
Are you ready for dental implants? Call Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or bowendentalcare.com.
Going back to the My Vegna thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had like chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to like 70 some odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you looking at your windows, wishing they would work, but you can't afford to have your windows or patio door replaced right now? Call Genesco Window Products. They have the parts and expertise to repair most brands of windows and patio doors. And you can save by bringing in a sample of the part you need, and they will try to match it with a new one. Call them at 314-567-9175. That's 314-567-9175. Or go to their website at GenescoWindowProducts.com.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
How do you keep an older car running like new? Just ask a Ford customer.
Jackie, tell me why somebody should bring their car here to the Ford dealership for service instead of those other places.
They have wonderful service. I come and make sure I get my oil changed, and when they tell you your tires need to be rotated, you got to get that done as well.
Let the experts replace your brake pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums, and more with Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. Come in for a $50 mail-in rebate. Rebate by check, limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Maybe Dan got what he had over the phone line from Mike Evans.
Could be.
Remember he had that thing, and then all of a sudden Dan's got it.
Or maybe they made out over the weekend together.
Did you make out with Mike Evans?
I don't want to.
Don't want to talk about
it? Kiss and tell.
Into it. Yeah.
You know what? Your life is your life, and your business is your business. Let's see how he's feeling today. If he's on the mend like Dan is, Dan's made a miraculous recovery the last couple of hours, actually. Mike Evans in Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. There are about a handful of people, maybe anywhere, 8 people, who still think that Thompson Price is part of another company. No, no. If the name doesn't have the word Price in it, Thompson Price, it's somebody else. And you're in the wrong showroom. ThompsonPrice.com having a tremendous year. And thank you to the folks who went to the home show, because I heard about it, who literally walked up to the booth and thanked Thompson Price for helping make this show possible. I think that's terrific. Thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen from Southern California, Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Still not 100%, are you?
No.
No, I can tell.
Well, I'll be all right. Pop quiz question. What is Rihanna?
No. Not for me.
Oh, afraid of, other than a right cross from Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Acute paranoia of fish?
Butterflies.
Or cats? Answer in just a minute. Latest on Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Wow. Her moron New York lawyer has filed papers with the courts demanding that the case against her for lying to the police be dropped because they say Lindsay was not read her Miranda rights.
Oh.
This attorney's an idiot.
Oh my
Lindsay
God.
was never under arrest. In fact, when the police showed up, she was screaming at them that she wasn't driving. She was offering that. They never arrested her. They don't have to give people the Miranda rights unless they put them under arrest.
I say he should let her go if she'll agree to show all of us her boobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want. I've seen her boobs. They're not that great.
Mm.
Really?
Yep.
They look like they would be.
Yeah, it's funny looking boobs.
Well, you're a guy who dated a Playmate of the Year, for goodness sakes. Your standards
engaged
are
to.
Okay, go engaged to a Playmate of the Year.
You know, it's kind of funny boobs is Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
She has funny ones?
Well.
Funny looking ones?
A lot of like pimples on her areola.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh. Okay, well, that does it. I'm not going to go out with her.
Mm-mm.
There you go. Where was I? Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
A multi-million-dollar lawsuit Lindsay brought against Pitbull, that's one of Frank's favorite groups.
Oh, that's my very favorite group.
For using her name in one of his songs has been thrown out in the court by the courts. Lindsay's going to have to pay all of Pitbull's attorney fees.
As it should be.
And the New York woman who accused Lindsay of assault, that case will go forward, according to New York prosecutors. So not a good couple of days for Lindsay Lohan. The Oscars just ended, but already there are four frontrunners to win next year's Oscars.
Oh, come on.
And like Argo, they are all true films, true movies, true stories. Captain Phillips. See if you remember any of these. Captain Phillips stars Tom Hanks as the captain of a cargo ship that is hijacked by Somali pirates and killed.
Now, are these movies we're supposed to have seen?
No, they're in production now.
Oh, okay.
Tom Hanks, in a biopic, plays Walt Disney.
Ooh. That could work. That could work.
Foxcatcher stars Steve Carell as the eccentric millionaire, the paint bazillionaire, John DuPont, who is convicted of killing his buddy and his wrestling coach. Remember that story?
No.
John DuPont?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I know the name familiar, DuPont, but I didn't know about the murder.
Yeah, it happened about 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago maybe. And the last one is The Butler, stars Forrest Whitaker. As a butler.
I love Forrest Whitaker.
Who served 8 presidents in the White House.
Wow, that ought to be good.
What president do you think Robin Williams plays in this movie?
I'm Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Well, no, he was. I mean, he also served Clinton, so he wasn't dating. He wasn't
okay, well, I didn't know the span of years there. So if it's later, I would say that he plays Jimmy Carter.
Dwight Eisenhower.
That's what I meant, Dwight Eisenhower.
And Jane Fonda plays Nancy Reagan.
No, I don't see that.
Well, I'm just telling you. Yeah. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Easy, Mr. Medication.
You don't have to buy it or not. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Okay, all right.
Step away, telling it like it is. Don't want to confuse you.
Strong in your voice. Oh, yeah, you're sick.
I don't mean to be confusing you with the facts.
Yeah, he's sick.
Love Nuggets.
Oh, no.
Mel Gibson is a player, dating a different woman almost every weekend.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
I do it.
And although Kanye West really loves Kim Kardashian.
Well, he wouldn't.
He doesn't get along with her family at all. And this is beautiful. There's talk that the Pitts, Brad and Angelina, are thinking of adopting one more child.
Oh. I don't think that's enough.
That is so nice.
Almost up to a full soccer team.
And here you go. Some of Hollywood's best friends, I bet you didn't know they were really, really good friends. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Halle Berry and Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Steve Martin and George Clooney.
That was one I wouldn't see coming.
Matthew McConaughey and Ashton Kutcher.
That makes, yeah.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon and Naomi Watts.
Okay. Mm.
Mike Evans and Frank O'Pinion.
Oh. Now, that was the one nobody would believe.
Yeah. Nobody would
buy that. Nobody buy
that. Had that.
It's hard to believe. And finally. They always applaud. I think it's just, it's confusion. It's despair is what it is.
Well, it's covering. It's covering the pain with fake enthusiasm and happiness.
I do.
All right.
Was Rihanna afraid of fish, butterflies, or cats?
Oh, man.
Fish, butterflies, or cats. Dan?
I'm going to go butterflies.
All right. I'm trying to keep the streak of me being wrong, so I'm going to say fish.
I'll go cats.
So weird. She was born on an island in Barbados, and she's afraid of fish.
Oh.
Fish. Mike Evans, Sam.
Ian.
Man.
The streak is over.
Yeah.
Wow.
The losing streak has ended. Boy, he sounded terrible.
Yeah,
he did.
And you know what? I know it wouldn't have worked out well, and it wouldn't have played out well because he does not take criticism well. But when he first asked the question, the pop quiz question, he said, "What's her paranoia about?" He meant phobia. And I was waiting to see if he said it again, and I was going to jump him for it. I'm glad he didn't do it again because then we would have,
would have
had to
ugly.
Deal with him hanging up, and it would have been very, very ugly. Oh. That was Mike Evans from his sick bed at home, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. And we said it before, Hawaii, Southern California, fresh air, sunshine, sick.
Yep.
Doesn't make sense. I guess that's why I'm glad I never surfed. I'm trying to think how much money somebody has to pay me to get on a surfboard and try to surf now, because I know I'd be in the hospital. It'd take there's certain things you get to a certain age you know you will never, ever do.
Well, that one time when you...
I know. Banana thing in the Jamaica, the inflated thing. Yeah, that was a...
I saw that thing in Jamaica the last time we were there.
No, I know. We all looked at it together and went, hey, look, that's how Frank almost got paralyzed.
Yep.
Thanks to Doug Schaefer. Doug, I've still not forgotten your name, that you are responsible for my back surgery. I'll never forget that. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors. So like a lot of other things we tell you about, we lay it out there. We tell you what it is, who it is, what they do, what they sell, and then the rest is up to you. So sometimes if you wonder how some people get ahead of other people when they sort of had the same, generally the same kind of income, same number of kids, a lot of things were the same, but down the road, family A did a lot better than family B. Maybe they went for some good advice about investing. And learn not only how to invest, but ways to save even more money to invest. And when I say that, I'm talking particularly about taxes. Almost everybody pays more in taxes than they should. And get ready, folks, without getting very political, start watching your paycheck. We're in some huge trouble. More important than ever that you take it on yourself to kind of prepare and make your own financial bed for the future, because it's going to be tougher to do and you're going to need some help. That help could come from Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stifel Nicolaus. You know their website, markandjason.com. You go there, find their number, set up a meeting. If you have $25,000 or more, you just say to them, here's what I'm doing with this money. What do you think? And I'm telling you right now, because I've had people tell me this who met with them who were stunned by it. If they think what you're doing is good and right, they'll say, this is great. This is fine what you're doing. But if they have other ideas, they'll share that with you, too. It's all up to you. Stifel Nicolaus, Mark Reardon, Jason Becker. I think you're going to like them. You have a meeting, doesn't cost you anything. Maybe take an hour. They'll ask you some questions. You ask them some questions, and you go from there. But if you're like most people, you cannot do it and do it well on your own. MarkandJason.com.
And it's time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Still have some stop-and-go traffic on northbound 170 from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Southbound 170 slowing from a little bit south of Ladue down through Highway 64. Looking much better on eastbound 270. It's just heavy now between Lindbergh and 170. Westbound 70, a little slow past the airport. You're still stacked up from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270 slow, still from Page down through Olive, and then from 64 down to Doherty Ferry, you have stop-and-go traffic. On eastbound 64, looks like it's heavy just from around Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Don't let mayhem leave you stranded. Be protected with Good Hands Roadside Assistance from Allstate. It's free to join and open to everyone. Register at allstate.com/roadside. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS.
Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
I normally, what I try to do here is thank you for listening, say we'll see you tomorrow, you know, have a great Tuesday. But I'm going to talk over the scene. I have to tell you a quick story about Mike Evans. He sends me this text the day of the Oscars, and he says, I'm so sick. But he missed, when he typed it, it said, I'm so dick. Like, I'm such a, but I didn't text him back and make anything out of it, because you know how he is. He's so sensitive. So I sent a text back, and I said, you're always sick. It seems like you're always, well, then, of course, that made him mad, so he sends me another text. I'll have you know, I only get sick every 7 years. Like, he tracks it.
Every seven years.
So I sent him a text back, and I said, wow, I just read the greatest article about how men with little penises get sick every 7 years. And, of course, you know, then I could just see him just, you know. You have to be careful. You got to walk on eggshells with that guy. But, hey, I hope he gets better. I'm sure he will. Thank you so much for listening. We will do this again tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? Get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye,
the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.